You're listening to
the Music Interval Theory Podcast with TC and Frank.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Music Interval Theory Podcast. My name is Frank and I'm super excited to start this episode because today we'll talk about one of my favorite subjects ever, chromatic lines. In particular, I want to share five simple ways how I use chromatic lines together with diatonic thinking. Now, this sounds like two things that can't be put together, because if we stick to scale tones from the common seven-tone scales, we can't write any chromatic lines. And if we start with a chromatic line, we can't really put it on a scale because none of them fit, except for the chromatic scale, of course, but that's not a seven-tone scale. So that's a problem we must get over first, and I want to share my way of solving this. I do things one after another. I know it sounds pretty simple, and in fact it is, but if you're trained in diatonic thinking, that's not the obvious solution. Before we jump into the application, I want you to know that there's also a YouTube video available on this subject. The link to that video is in the show notes to this episode, so please don't miss out. Here's number one. We can use chromatic lines as runs into scale tones to make things more interesting. Let me share a quick example. First, we listen to repeating scale tones, and the second one shows chromatic runs into the scale tones from either below or above. It works both ways, which is great because you can quickly spot empty registers in your piece and let the chromatic lines occupy this empty register. This will keep your writing transparent and elegant. The second way is to use chromatic lines as part of a motor. And motors are great as they keep pushing the energy forward. You can even combine scale tone motors and chromatic ones and alternate between them. This gives just a bit more variation to it, and the audience will surely appreciate it. In the following example, I start with scale tones and go to chromatic lines after two bars. From there, it becomes a pattern. Let's listen to this. I'm almost sure that you didn't recognize even another way to implement chromatic movement into your diatonic composition, and that is via substitute tones. If you have some repeated tones, you can easily replace a few of them with their chromatic neighbors. You might want to check the vertical spacing to the other parts and make sure that it doesn't create any unwanted dissonance. Very similar to substitute tones are leading tones. Instead of replacing notes, we can simply add the chromatic neighbors to create additional movement. The best part is that you can do this after the fact and only in those places where you see fit. Here's a quick example of leading tones. We're almost through the five ways already, and I'm excited to share my favorite one with you. I simply love a chromatic root line that leads into the tonic of the next section. You might know this technique from jazz theory, and it's a replacement for the circle of fifths. That technique works brilliantly for introductions or endings, and I suggest you write those in reverse, starting from your tonic. Here's the chromatic root line into the motor section. Yeah, love it. So that concludes our 5 points. Let me quickly recap. Runs into scale tones, motors, substitute tones, and leading tones, and finally, chromatic root lines. Now, all of the short examples we've listened to come from a piece I wrote beforehand called The Train. I want to share this full composition with you because it's a fun piece. Here we go. Thank you. If you're a member of the Music Interval Theory Academy, you'll have access to a deep dive into that composition in which I break down all the parts and go into all the details. Well, that's all for today. And before you jump into your next activity, please do me just one favor and share this podcast with a friend. I'm sure your friend will appreciate it a lot, and you'll feel better too. Many thanks for being an awesome part of the Meter Nation, and we'll surely catch up in a future episode. This is Frank. Have a wonderful day, and best always.
This podcast is powered by the Music Interval Theory Academy, your resource for getting clarity and confidence in music composition and orchestration. See you inside at musicintervaltheory.academy.